بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned if a person has these four things in his life, he's a very fortunate person. First thing he said, that person whose wife is very pious, a pious wife. In this world, the greatest gift a person can have after his iman is to have a pious wife. Pious wife is a very great gift. Hadith Kareem Sallam also mentioned this much, that when you get married, when you look at them, you get married because of four things, either because of status, because of wealth, because of beauty. But he said, get married because of deen. Because these few things like beauty, status, those are things that are not all the time remain with you. Today you can have wealth, tomorrow the wealth goes away. You have beauty today, tomorrow beauty goes away. Status, everything that have these things will not remain with you. And you notice this much, that those people who get married with these kind of intentions, the marriage is not last. But if you get married because of being a pious woman, then a pious woman will always remain with you all the time. A pious woman means this much, that woman that is has the fear of Allah. And her life revolves in the sunnah of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That even if she's going through any kind of difficulties or hardships, she will not complain to everyone. Yes, if her complaint is valid, she'll go to one person to solve her problem. But she will not go around talking bad about her husband. A pious woman, if she needs help, definitely she has to go. In the time of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the same thing. That one husband did not. Was not giving money properly to the wife. Nabi, she went to Nabi Karim and she complained. So it's obvious that from complaining, you must complain, it's necessary, but not to go talk about it with everyone. So a pious woman is she that looks after her own chest, and look after the children, look at the responsibility of the house. Then when the husband leaves the house too, so he got so much of contentment and peace that she'll be looking after my affairs. That is the most important, to look after the children, to bring up children. If I leave anything there, if I go from there, and I go out, she's not to go outside. Once, you know, Nabi Kareem from one of the Sahabi told his wife, I'm going now, but do not leave the house, to come back. Do not leave the house, to come back. It so happened that her father passed away. But because they are so obedient, the wives are so obedient, she sent a message to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this is what is my problem, that my father passed away, my husband told me not to leave the house. He gave her the reply, do not leave the house. From there you come to know how important it is, woman the pious wife is. Sad to say, we get pious wife, but we are not pious, what must we do? We are not pious. But that does not qualify for the woman to behave in any way. If the husband is not pious, but she must still remain pious. Because her giving is contact with Allah Ta'ala, not anyone else. With Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem is the most fortunate person, that person has a pious wife. Now it's obvious you get a pious wife. The second thing he said, that person who has obedient children. Obedient and respectful children. Today the biggest problem is we haven't got obedient and respectful children. Respected children mean this much, that whatever the father and mother says according to Allah's command, they'll follow. And if it's not obeyed according to Allah, they don't show disrespect. One is to obey and one is to disrespect. Respect is something else, obedience is something else. If mother and father tell a child not to read namaz, he still has to read namaz. He does not obey. But he has to respect them. Therefore, respect. Respect means that the father, the child will not even look at the mother's face or the father's face. You will always look down, make sure that you know they don't speak out of turn. No matter what it is, even the father is wrong, the mother is wrong. But they still keep quiet. They make sure they don't do it out of turn. That the Pramana Badar means that the child who is obedient to the parents. And that is something, the coolness of the eye of every parent. If a child is obedient, the coolness of the eye is that. That you know the father and mother are very happy. The third thing he said this much. That your Rosie, you know, Rosie, your sustenance must be in the hometown. Sustenance must be in the hometown. It must not be around, like your person wakes up in the morning. You know his business is there right in the house. He will wake up, he knows the rose is waiting for him there. Now for him is contentment. He says, I will wake up, my rose is waiting for me right by my house. I don't have to go out of town, travel kilometers, but just near to my house it is. That person is very, very, very fortunate. But when he wakes up to read namaz also, in the way he read namaz because he knows my rose is waiting for me. Now, if he wakes up in the morning and thinks, now listen, I have to go there and there everywhere to run around for my rosie, what kind of namaz will be reading? If he wanted to, I don't know what kind of day will be today for me, I don't know what will happen to me, you know. So, in namaz also, he doesn't have peace of mind at all. But the moment you know he has this thing that he wakes up, my rosie is waiting for me like the birds, you know. The birds, when they open their eyes, the rosie is waiting for them. Likewise, that person who is Rosi Nabi Karim Rosi by the house, then that person is very, very fortunate. When he read namaz, he reads with peace of mind. When he wakes up, when he leaves home, he smiles and leaves home. Because he knows something is waiting for him. But if nothing is waiting for him, he does not even smile to him. He's worried about what will happen the whole day. So how thankful we have to be that when we wake up in the morning, our Rosi is next to hometown, waiting for us. Did we ever thank Allah Ta'ala for that? Did we ever thank Allah Ta'ala? How much of we thank Allah Ta'ala for that? That my rose is waiting for me. Then your relationship with Allah Ta'ala becomes more stronger. The iman becomes stronger. And the fourth thing he said that was that your friends are also very pious. Very important is friends. Nabi Karim says, oh Allah, I'll keep away from that friend who will mislead me. I'm saying that. Any friend that misleads you is not a friend. Any friend misleads you. And remember one thing, a friend in true reality is that friend who behind you is good to and in front of you is good to. But he's pious. Pious means what? If he sees you doing something wrong, he'll stop you from doing that. Which friend means that today? In reality, a true friend is that. If a true friend is that, that if you see the other friend doing something wrong, you stop him nicely, talk to him nicely. Like one person, there are two people, they are very close to each other. The one person because they went the wrong road, they will commit sin, you know. So this friend went and told him, do not do this, it's not right for you to do. So he told him, just leave me alone. So he left him alone, but he was disturbed. You know, that he a true friend, and now this is what happened to him. How come he's going the wrong road? He was making dua for maybe they, to that extent that Alhamdulillah Allah accepted his dua and he came the right part of it. So Nabi Karim said, if you have a friend that will remind you, if that friend does not remind you, there's not a friend. So these four things we have in our life, then we know that person is very fortunate. So make dua that Allah Ta'ala not give us a broken this. Alhamdulillah. ربنا آتنا ما هو إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور الدنيا وآتنا من خير الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمته يا رب العالمين